You're listening to the Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network.
In the future, none of you are heroes.
You're legend.
Get driven. Stay driven.
You know, not saying something like
that. So now it's time to show up.
Yeah.
strong signal. Don't stop. Make it stop. Rockefeller, you get that out of me. Just take it high. A little bit higher now. So let's go. Everybody, higher, 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 higher. Ha ha. Yay, yay. What up, man? Totally Driven Radio presents 8 Flights Up Live. That's right, man. As usual, I always like to thank my, you know, anybody that's listening. And shout out to Brother Bay and Brother Nick. What up? And the rest of the Totally Driven family. That's right, man. My bad, man. I know I'm hella late today, man. Woof! I was in a, I pretty much fell into a food coma, man. I sat up there and, you know, I got my, I like to get up and, you know, get my exercise on, man, you know, get my cardio on, but, you know, it all seems like unnecessary because right after that, I like, and not even like 8. I don't even want to say 8 because in order to eat, you got to chew. I inhaled like 6 donuts right after all of that working out, man. Like Lay's potato chips. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and we're not talking like no Hostess donuts neither. We're talking like the Spud Nuts, the Winchell's donuts, maple bars, and glazed and such, and in that nature right there, man. I just like ate them like potato chips. You know, and right after I ate those 6 donuts, I passed out probably in the midst of eating the very last one. You know what I'm saying? Right on. So, you know, let me thank Rue for that. You know what I'm saying? You know, my engineer, Rue. What's up? What's happening, Rue? Hopefully she's doing all right, man. Right, running on board. Thank you, man. Yo.
What up? Sorry. You're welcome. They was good, oh, though, weren't they?
They was delicious. They was delicious, you know what I'm saying? If I was ever going to go into any kind of, like, sugar coma, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm glad it was for those delicious, you know, those delicious treats, you know what I'm saying? Yo, man.
You go into a lot going on, man.
We got the whole, the NFL player. We done lost another WWF icon, WWE Hall of Famer icon. I don't know if it's in the Hall of Fame yet, but we lost Mr. Fuji, man. Mr. Fuji, for those who don't know, if you don't know Mr. Fuji, like right off bat, he was the Asian brother that used to come out with Yokozuna. And now both of them, man, everybody we came up with is pretty much, they're pretty much passing on, man. And then we just lost a very iconic, you know, comedic actor, man. We lost the one and only Gene Wilder, Mr. Willy Wonka himself. You know what I'm saying? Him and Richard Pryor had a lot of movies together, man. They had a lot of movies together. And now, you know, both of them gone, man. It seems like Mel Brooks is outliving everybody. You know what I'm saying? That man can't be stopped, man. What's up with you, Rue? How you living, man? Are you familiar with Gene Wilder?
Yes, I know who Gene Wilder is.
Yeah.
Who doesn't know who Gene Wilder is?
Well, I know.
I grew up on Willy Wonka.
Yeah. Well, for sure, man. Like I said, man, another one gone, man. This is 2016.
A lot of icons that are just, you know, being taken out.
And who's the Hispanic
Juan
singer?
Gabriel.
Okay.
Juan Gabriel.
I mean, you know how they always say they always doing 3? Well, bam, they go 3 right there. Mr. Fuji, whoever you just said, and then Gene Wilder, man.
Juan Gabriel. He used to do like ballads.
They say he wrote like 1,000 ballads.
I believe it. Yeah. And they was like them ballads that touch you. Where you like you say you if you feeling hurt, that's who you gonna listen to and drink you some Coronas or like take you some shots to the bottom of the bottle.
Right, right, right. Man, I feel you, man. Wow. Well, hey, man, the music can live on, man. Now you can, he may be gone, but the music's still there. So, if you hurting, man, and you depressed, you go ahead and you throw on one of those sad records, man, and you get your one on.
They've been playing him everywhere. I was surprised that they were playing him on the Heidi and Frank show.
Heidi and Frank show, that's for anybody that don't know what that is. That's a popular radio station over here on Planet Los Angeles. So you get a chance, check them out too, man. That's right. That's right. But yo, man, do I still get that one caller right there? Do I got my
yes,
other
you
call?
Do. Let me bring him on in. I believe it's Brother Thunder joining us today.
Brother Thunder!
Brother
hello,
Thunder!
Hello.
I don't have no sex, but I do got like a little thing, so I just came up with it just now, man. What you think?
You know what that reminds me of? It reminds me of Martin Lawrence's Black Knight when he was trying to get those singers to do Slide the Family Stones, dance to the music.
Oh, yeah, man.
He was trying to get them to do that harmony. It was like, bloom, bloom.
Bloom, bloom.
Right, they was all off base. He's like, no, boom, 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 and they're like, bloom, bloom, bloom.
There you go, man. Hey, I was just watching that movie not too long ago, too.
Yeah, they've been playing it a lot on Stars.
That's one of those Martin movies where it's like, you know, I love Martin, man, but, you know, I could only watch, like, that movie so many times. And it's like, now it's one of those type of movies that it's like, I'll watch a little bit of this, and then I'll turn it off. You know what I'm saying? But I'll definitely watch a little bit of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
no, man. As a matter of fact, speaking of old Marty Mart, man, if you get, make sure y'all check him out. He's going to, they're showing his new stand-up special. It's going to come on, what's that? September 9th on Showtime.
Yeah.
You know, or for all my people that got some Fire Sticks or Hulu accounts and all of that, you can probably find it all through there, man.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm about to check that out.
Man, like I was saying, man, there's a lot of stuff going on, man. Are you familiar with Mr. Fuji by any chance, man?
Mr. Fuji?
No, Mr. Fuji, he used to be the dude, did you ever see WWF, old school WWF? Remember Yokozuna?
Oh, the wrestler.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he just died or something?
Okay, remember? Yeah, remember the Yokozuna, the Asian dude, the old Asian dude that used to be with him. That would come out with him. He passed away.
Wow.
And then, like I said, who else? Gene Wilder, the dude from Willy Wonka, Stir Crazy.
Yeah, man. No, he was in a lot. I think he was in like two or three movies with Richard Pryor.
Yes, sir. I forgot what the one where I can't think of the name right off bat, but it was the one where he, like, painted his face black and he was trying to teach him to be black or something like that. I forgot the name of that movie.
There's the one where one of them is deaf and the other one is blind, but then they're caught up in this adventure. You ever seen that one?
Yeah, hear no evil, see no evil, yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was the movie right there, too, man. I just saw that one. I saw that one kind of a while ago, too, man. That was a good-ass movie, too. Yeah, one of them was blind, one of them was deaf. Sure was, man. Man, he also was behind, Young Frankenstein? He played Young Frankenstein? I never actually saw that movie, but a lot of people, they saw that. They were sitting up there talking about, oh, yeah, man, you know, Young Frankenstein. That's what I'm saying, man. The dude behind all of those movies, he's outliving everybody.
Huh.
Brother Mel Brooks, man. What else was he on? He was on Blazing Saddle. He was on that movie too.
Man, a lot of stuff, man. Yo, man, a lot of controversy over this football player, man, from the 49ers, man. You up on that?
Oh yeah, man, I'm up on that. That's what do we call that? It's called sowing dissent.
Right. I mean, like a lot of people, a lot of people are down with him. A lot of people, they saying, yo, man, you got a lot of nerves, man. You may not like what's going on in this country, but you show like that $127 million contract, Now, as much as I respect and love what he's doing, I can't say that I would be able to do the same, man. I'd probably shut the hell up and put my hand over my heart, man. I got to take that money. We came up not doing that. I grew up not really putting my hand over my heart every time we was in class. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But
well,
you know,
that's the thing, is he didn't claim a religious belief to slide right on up out of there. Why?
Right.
Because if he would have claimed, like, say he would have told them, oh, well, I'm a Jehovah's Witness. That now puts Jehovah's Witnesses on the chopping block as, well, what are you saying? Are you saying Jehovah's Witnesses don't believe in America? Then why do they live in America? You know they only existed because America has freedoms of speech and freedom for you to have religion.
And, the way that you're talking,
so it would have went all there. So said, no, I'm doing it for my own reasons.
Right. And guessing from the way you were talking, I'm guessing you're referring to, a lot of our, let's just say the opposite of black. And, if we were going by them, there's a lot of people that's the opposite of black that would not put their hands over their hearts. And, they being quiet as I don't know what. Like, that's what they'd be like, shoot, this ain't got nothing to do with us.
Well, yeah, because that's the thing. With them, right, with the Jehovah's Witnesses, like when we grew up, right, what would they do?
Right?
I'll give you a prime example. My grandma would always take every new teacher that book. That book explains everything, which is basically saying, don't try to stop our religious freedom. Well, with him, what it is this. If he was some rookie who ain't never made no money, you think he would have the balls to do that? No. No, he wouldn't have the balls to do none of that. If he got enough money to say, oh, so y'all going to penalize me? That's all right. I ain't tripping. I got money. I can take care of myself. I don't really care if y'all penalize me now. But if he was a brand new, say that was like his first day on the job, no, you're not getting nowhere, dude. Everybody going to look at you as, oh, you won't stand up for the American flag?
Man. And it seems like other people get passes, Like, there's a picture floating around of Donald Trump. He didn't put his hand over his heart, and this man might be the next president,
What do they call it? It's called weaseling your way out of it. If you can't weasel your way out of it in America, then, yeah, that's the people that get caught. But other than that, it's just don't get caught. You see that right there. You said he didn't put his hand over his heart, but obviously nobody caught him in the act of doing it. And plus there's so much controversy around him, it's like, really and truthfully, ain't nobody got time to sit there and argue with him no more. That's what it is.
Really don't, man. Man. As a matter of fact, man, they sit up there. When I first seen him, I thought he was I was wondering, because I heard all the controversy about him, and I seen him. I thought I thought he was like Middle Eastern or something, man. I was like, who is this Pakistani brother over here? Like, really? I was like, right on, man. Turns out that he's half black, half white, and his parents is both white. I guess he's like adopted, mm-hmm. both parents white. Cause I was like wondering, who is this Arabian dude over here with the Malcolm X hat on? I mean, he got some big ass balls. I mean, he had the Malcolm X hat, the Malcolm X shirt, all of that. But I mean, awesome by any means necessary type stuff. And now it makes a whole lot of sense now. Be black, Eddie White. Okay, that explains everything. Because I'm not saying that. Middle Eastern folks don't really like black people like that, but, you know, I know the ones that I know ain't about to ride for us like that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all the world, you know?
Yeah, that's funny, too, because that's another thing that people don't really talk about here in America is that fact. That's just like with me. Dude, I've had police literally pull over, stop me, just to ask me, what race am I? And then once they are satisfied, their curiosity is satisfied, and they've been able to categorize me, now all of a sudden it's, oh, I can hear it in your voice. You're a bruh. Yeah. What you stop me for? So you telling me it's illegal for y'all to stop me just to ask me what race I am, homie? You full of shit.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's that expectations. Just like you said, it's people automatically will assume, oh, well, you must be Middle Easterner. No, actually, I'm the mixture of white and black, which is what a Middle Easterner is in the beginning.
Right.
Because what are they in
Man,
between?
Okay.
They in between
right.
the extremes
right.
of where Russia and all of that is, where all the lily is. And then on the other side, you got Africa. Them two people get to mix, and what you going to make? Little
right.
brown brothers like myself.
Right. Right, man. You could pass, man. I know you, man. You could pass for a lot of things, man. Especially if you go to New
they
York.
They have asked me, bro. They like, you have anything that'll blow up?
Right.
Like, the other cat just get asked, you got knives and guns. Me, they be like, do you have anything that will blow up on us? Yeah, I got something that'll blow up on you.
Right. Look, if you go to New York, you could just be like all of the above.
Oh, no, if I'm in New York, then I'm automatically Puerto Rican. I've had a girl ask me after being with me for a while, it was like a good year into it, is, I thought you were Puerto Rican.
Okay.
What?
All right. You can go to, you can mess around, go to where else? You can go to, like Florida, you'll be Cuban. I mean, that just seems like it's not that bad, man. You know, like you can pass.
Oh, no, it's bad because what is it? It's just like how old boy pulled over and said, you were bruh? Nah.
Yeah.
They're going to be like, you don't speak no Spanish? I've had Hispanic people do that. They'll come up to me and start speaking Spanish because they think I'm Mexican or that I'm Spanish or whatever. And they'll just roll
right.
off at the tongue, just be brah, ta, 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 ta. And then I'll stop them. Or when they really catch on to my face.
Whoa.
I had
whoa,
a dude at one of the jobs I worked literally look like, you don't speak Spanish? Oh, you don't know your culture. First off, dude, I want to blow up on him. I was like, are you serious? You serious? I don't know my culture? I don't know my culture. Then I had to go get the other dude. I'm like, Carlos, man, come handle this. Come talk to this fool.
Oh, wow. Man, hey, well. I mean, the ones that be killing me is the ones that really do be like Hispanic or something. You know what I'm saying? And they'll be telling you that they don't really speak Spanish all that well. I'm like, whoa. Like when we used to be in Spanish class, I'd be like a Spanish one. I'd be like, what all these? What y'all doing in here? Y'all should be like Spanish 3 or something. No.
Hey, I know a few too. Some of the homies.
Okay. Some of them would be like, you know, you'd be like, I mean, yo, y'all in the wrong class, man. We trying to learn.
Oh, man. Hey, people probably going to hate me for this one, but
that.
Hispanic people in Spanish class is like white people with no white privilege.
Huh.
That's what I say. People going to hate me for it, but it is what it is. It's just there's so many things people don't talk about, so many things people don't want to say. Why? Because we got to be politically correct.
Oh, yeah, you really got to. It's funny how we got to be politically correct, but no, they pick and choose. What they really, really want to be politically correct on. That's my whole take on that.
Right.
We really pick and choose what we want to be politically correct on. But
for sure.
We definitely live in a world today where we really got to watch our mouths. Even going back to the football player, man, that just goes to show you, like, I saw a video with D.L. Hughley, and he basically – I like how he put it. He basically used everything that America says that they try to use against us And it all came back to haunt them. He said, you know, everybody has a problem with this, but, you know, that's what kind of makes America so great, is that the fact that he can sit up there and say that, yo, I don't want to put my hand over my heart, and he can stand up for his beliefs. If you go to any other country, a lot of other countries, you could be killed for that. You could be in prison for that. You know what I'm saying? So the same thing that we sit up there and we over here hating on is the same thing that so-called make this country a great place. And I ain't mad at that. And they said that they won't be fining them or anything like that. Now, I don't know. They said the dude was half black, half white. And again, I say the brother don't really look that black to me. But I do have a feeling that if he did look a little bit more black, or had a little bit of that, what do they call that, melanin? What do they call it, melanin?
If he had a little bit melanin?
If he had a little bit more of that in his skin, then maybe they probably would have fined his ass. What you think, man?
Hey, yeah, America ain't like Brazil.
Okay, the world ain't like how it is no more. I mean, even think about it, man. People, I mean, a lot of things have changed everywhere from that to, I mean, even, again, I said, going back to the Olympics last year, I think we talked about this last week, I had a brother. They had a brother on the Japan team.
Yeah.
And they almost won.
He said, and they almost won.
They came in second place behind them Jamaicans. They smoked the Americans. All the Americans, it was all black people. I was wondering how all those Japanese, like I said, it was all Japanese people. And then one brother, like by the last dude, he was like, you would literally be like, who's that nigga right there? You know what I'm saying? Because, I don't know, man, they over here recruiting black people. Or, you know, truth be told, I've heard them even say that, you know, if you was to go to Japan, you would find, like, dark Japanese people. You know what I'm saying? Like, a doctor, you know, Asian, you know what I'm saying? They say, like, even in the course of history, if you talk to, like, a lot of the OGs, they say some of the first people in Japan, they was black people. You know what I'm saying? It's like, going, like, to, like, Asiatic blacks, you feel me? So I was chopping it up with a friend of mine. And we got to talking about this. And we got to talking about, like, Hispanics. And I believe a lot of Hispanics probably come from Filipinos. I think they might be direct descendants from Filipinos. Why? One, their languages is almost the same. They almost sound the same. They almost kind of look the same. They all got the same last name. Like a Filipino that have the same last name. They be having like names like Gonzalez and stuff like that. So the same Europeans that probably came Philippines were probably the same people that it would end up coming like to the, you know, native Spanish people, you know what I'm saying? And then think about it. I think the Hispanics might be direct descendants from them, and I think Filipinos must be direct descendants of the Asiatic black, because they have black Filipinos with nappy hair, just as nappy as mine, just as black as I am. So that might be our only, like, direct contact for Asiatic black. What you think?
If you look at all races to their core, it's all come from the same place.
Okay.
The scientific community just now admitted it. You know what I mean?
Right. I mean, I'm just saying, like, you know, to see, especially to see some black Filipinos, man, I feel like that's it's a lot of depth in that. I'm saying, man, like, you know how if you think about it, Asiatic black, they say black from Africa will end up migrating towards Asia.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm not too familiar where the Philippines is, but I'm guessing it's somewhere near Asia.
The Philippines is right below Asia on the other side of the Pacific Ocean. That's why if you look, a lot of the people of them islands look just like the people of, like, I'll give you a prime example, Hawaiians, Tongans, Samoans. If you really ever hung out with them, they all black, man. It's just we were all, to a certain degree, one race. That's why they call it a new world order, because there already was a world order.
Right. Man. New World Order, man. It's definitely a new world order in this music game, man. It's a new world order when it comes to that, man. I mean, I saw a picture online where they was like, you know, the Boondocks, they tried to tell us about that. Then when they said that, you know, people was going to start dressing like, you know, women, like rappers was going to start dressing like women, it was going to be cool to, you know, wear dresses and all of that. And now that's really happening. I mean, like the Young Thug just can't drop the album. This dude has on like a Mary Poppins dress on. He looked like, you know, he got on one of them dresses that, you know, like Miss Washington's, meaning George Washington's wife. It's like, dog. I mean, where do we draw the line? I know we talk about the subject a lot, but where do we draw the line, dog? Like, you know, they really need to, you know, I came to a conclusion where I was like, well, you know what, maybe it ain't cool to be, you know, shit on these kids' music. Kids is just getting weirder and weirder, and we can only say so much because I think maybe we putting too much time and effort in the like, you know, shitting on them when they just look at us like, oh, y'all niggas is hating, and y'all some old niggas. And it's like, dang, okay, well, that's how they write us off. So, you know, I'm like, maybe is it that hip hop? Will we consider hip hop? Is that like grown folk music now? Like, is hip hop grown folk music? And then in 5 or 4 years, it'll truly just be old school. And then like the way times change now, in 10 more years, it'll all be classical.
Yeah, it's like just watch it go on and watch them run out of ideas.
And it's like, I feel like they should definitely call it something else, man. Like, you know, they should just call it something else. I mean, if they want to do what they're going to do, that's how we can separate it. If they call their music something else, then there's no way that we just, or people like us can sit up here and like, you know, down their, you know, genre, because, you know, they ain't what we listen to anyway, you know?
Yeah. No, I understand what you mean as far as that. That's like, at one point, it was really just, like, I think, like, two genres of music. You know, and then everything started breaking up because of that. It's, you know, well, that's, what they're doing isn't original rock. So then now it's heavy metal, alternative rock, easy rock, smooth rock. It's...
Right.
You know, R&B, you got the, you know, R&B is gone. All the different types of music all started in one place. Like, if you was to talk to a composer from years back, like a Beethoven, and you tried to talk about different genres of music, he would look at you like, what are you talking about? It's just music.
Right.
You know?
Really,
just, that is, that's, you know, things begin to be compartmentalized the further they go from the core. You know, it's like original hip-hop, really, it wasn't too many. If you really think about where hip-hop started, it was a bunch of cats doing music that they were tired of the music that was being made at the time, right? They were tired of hearing the same old thing. So what they do, they started scratching records, mixing them up. They started having a whole bunch of house parties, right? That's where hip-hop in its birth stage came from. It had nothing to do with labels. It had nothing to do with money. It had nothing to do with anything but the love of creating an art that nobody had ever seen before.
Right. And shout out to shows like
Go ahead. Oh, go ahead, bro.
I was saying, like, shout out to shows like The Get Down that, you know, they try to educate, you know, they are educating. You know, like that whole story is based off like everything that you just said. You know, so now younger kids, like, you know, 18 and younger, they getting up on that. You know, and now they realizing that, oh wow, you know, maybe it might not just be about these old dudes, you know, dogging our shit. Like they'll hear the shit and be like, ooh, what is that? That's my main thing about, you know, a lot of the young cats. You know, like they'll write us off before they even hear it. You know, they used to dog our music, but what we had going on is that we were still raised, we still respected the old school. That's why we couldn't understand why they shitted on us like that. But eventually, you know, older people would come around, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, the melody, there was melodies there, a lot more than it is now. You know, now it almost sounds like the energy of rap songs, was so-called rap songs now. I only call it rap songs because, you know, they put it in the same category. When you have, like, a double XL issue, and it's all devoted to these new cats like Lil Yachty or Lil Uzi Vert, you know, no disrespect to them, but, you know, now you're putting them in that category. And if you've ever heard somebody like a Lil Uzi, right? I took the time to listen to him. These dudes sound like it's almost like the energy that they have is almost like on some rock star shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like you know, the way they sing on the beat. Think of the tempo of the beat, and then think of a rock song. It's almost the same tempo. And I mean like rock, like I mean from what? Maybe what? Let's say grunge rock. So grunge rock meaning even from like rock from like 93 to about, let's say maybe 2004, 2005. You know what I'm saying? Maybe 2004. Because, you know, the same thing that happened to rap is happening to rock. Even rock don't even sound the same no more. It all sounds like one fused type of music, and that's what we have now. You know, like you have like rappers today will come out and tell you that, yo man, I'm a rock star, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Look how they dress. They dress like Kurt Cobain, Lil Wayne's, and all of that. And it's funny to me now because the people that starting to have a problem with this thing that we call hip hop, they starting to get younger and younger and younger, dog. Like these new 25-year-olds now, you know. They grew up off of whatever they grew up off of. They got a little string of Kendrick Lamar, and to them, that's rap. Those, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like he's the. They heard that, and that's what bars are supposed to be. They get the whatchamacallit, Kendrick,
yeah.
J. Cole. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, they, that's who they got. You know, and that's who they're coming off of. Now they're basing every hip hop off of them, and it's like, yo, man, they'll be like, you know, they need to listen to more Cole or more Kendrick and all of that, you know. Cause now they have a problem with what's going on. I'm like, damn. Now I really feel like an old dude because, you know, I've been like saying I don't like music the way it sounds. I've been saying that shit for almost, you know, over 10 years now, man. I've had a problem with music ever since like late 2005, probably. You know what I'm saying? I feel like me and all of these other people who I would have been said was whack, now people are just now starting to have a problem with it, you know what I'm saying? You know, like, everybody that people like, I know they're all like, these people grew up off of Lil Wayne, and they grew up off of Lil Wayne that was dressing like that. He dressed just like how they dressed with tight shit. More on a rock star type vibe. And now it's like a bunch of hymns now, you know?
Yeah.
But now people got a problem with it, you know? But that's why I'm saying, man, we need to separate it, man. But somehow we got to be able to separate the two. Let them do what they do, you know? And people will be like, well, you know, and then you'll even hear people like my age be like, well, you know, I like some of the new shit. I like some of the new shit. New shit meaning like, okay, like your little Uzis or whatever is cracking right now. But why does that always have to be the only new shit? You know what I'm saying? They not sold. Just dropped a new album. Is that not new shit?
Man.
Okay. Royce da 5'9" dropped the album not too long ago. Is that not new shit?
No, I definitely see what you mean as far as that. That's like when we was coming up, if like Luther Vandross dropped something new or one of the old, you know, like, what's his name, Brian McKnight, just the different ones, when they would drop an album of our, like during our age, we didn't look at him like, oh, this is some old nigga trying to join in on the music thing all of a sudden. Like, we knew, we had respect. It was like, oh, yeah, he's been making music for years. He just dropped a new album. And I know what you mean. Now it's like, unless you're new, and known to a certain degree, you're not new. I know what you mean.
Yeah, man, a lot of people be so quick to write off stuff, man. It's all kind of new shit out here. You know what I'm saying? From, you know, classic artists. I mean, the artists that we love, they still make new music, but we'll write that off. That's not new shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, they dropped a new album, which I bought. You know, the whole album is pretty much produced by Danger Mouse. Danger Mouse is the other dude in Gnarls Barkley. Remember Gnarls Barkley?
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I know exactly what you're talking about. You're talking about old boy CeeLo and the other cat. I forget his name.
Danger Mouse.
Yeah, him. Yeah.
Yeah, well, he produced the new Red Hot Chili Peppers album, man. You know what I mean? I'm like, is that not new? You know, I mean, there's all kind of new stuff out here. As a matter of fact,
yeah.
I mean, Prophets of Rage. The Prophets of Rage, which is a super group consisting of Chuck D of Public Enemy, B-Real of Cypress Hill, and The Band. They have a band. The band is Rage Against the Machines Band. And they just dropped
Man.
A new EP. Is that not new music?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If Future's not on it, then it's not new music. Okay? So, you know, that's what it is. Feel me?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. That's like when everybody started seeing Lil Wayne start dressing like he's a rock star. It's like, oh, this is something new. You even noticed a lot of hip hop songs started being like that. It was like a party like a rock star and all this other stuff. But in reality, all Lil Wayne did was mimic something somebody else did. And it's new because he's dressing rock. If you look at what's his name, Purple Haze dude, he was a rock star who was black. Like it's. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah, Jimi Hendrix. But it's like, oh, you know, it's that let's suppress one so that this looks new. You know, it's just like Ab Soul and all of them other rappers that came out around the same time Kendrick Lamar is, but now you talk about, you say, mention Ab Soul or anybody else, and it's, what are you talking about? Oh, he didn't go nowhere.
Okay.
Yeah, why didn't he go nowhere? Look at what he's talking about.
Right, man. You just got to know your audience, man. Like, I always say, man, like, audience, it's all different. It's all different audiences, man. Just because, you know, our audience may not be as big as, you know, your mainstream now. You know, there's nothing wrong with that, you know, but it's people that still want to hear, like, you know, the new, like I said, the new De La Soul joint. You know what I'm saying? And I'm one of those people. Like you said, even going back to Luther Vandross will come out, when he came out with new, I think like the latest song that he dropped before he passed away was a jam, too. It was that, excuse me, miss, what's your name? Where are you from? And I come, you know, it sounded like a more, like, you know, a modern type, you know, like the instruments used in the music was different, you know, like it was probably more, like you probably had a little bit of Triton up in there or whatever, but you know, it still brought you that same type of flavor, and it was still considered new music, you know?
Yeah.
And even Michael Jackson, the lad, you know, with the baby. I mean, was that not new music at the time?
It sure was.
Oh, understand, man. We gotta start writing off stuff so quick, man. Like I said, but you know, try to tell a young nigga that they'll be like, "You just old, you old." You know, and I'm like, and if this is what's cracking now, man, if this is the music now, and they're telling us we old, what's it gonna be like in 2026, dog? Hey, let me look at the fashion, you know.
It's like what you spoke about with the other countries. The reason why in another country you'll easily get killed or chop your head off if you speak out is because that's what they do. Nobody's going to speak out. Why? Because I'll give you a prime example. If you keep people going from being 20 and teenagers, and then they have kids, and then the next generation is about teenagers or 20 when they have kids, and the next generation is about teenagers or 20 when they have kids. And guess what? To that third generation, people who aren't that much older than them, they look at as old, and y'all are of the old generation, not realizing that the people who are in control, having their seventh heart transplant, been alive for like 90 years and are super rich and been controlling everything since before your grandparents was in control or was in control of your life. You know, so, yeah, on the populist side, everybody looks like, oh, that's old, that's this, that's that. But the ones who've been controlling everything for about 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 generations, and it's not, they don't see things like that. Now, in other countries, they don't put on a front of we have free speech and we pretend like people can say what they want to say. No, in those countries, it's do what we say or get killed. In this country, is do what we say or get killed, but don't tell anybody.
Right.
That's that. That's the fear that people have. That's why, man. I know my grandpa told me a long time ago, your mouth gonna get you in trouble. It's okay though, because I'm gonna be who I am. And that's where I got the nickname Wicked Thunder from. Why? Because what is Wicked Thunder? It's some shit that you don't want to hear. But it's loud, and it's going to hurt your ears, but really and truthfully, is it the lightning strike? No, the lightning strike may be bright, but you don't know never where the lightning is going to strike. It's that thunder, though, that makes it, the thunder. You already in a lightning storm.
Right. And that's what, hey, you're right, man, because it was Wicked Thunder. I mean, I already thought thunder was wicked. You know what I'm saying?
Man, that's the thing. People want to be in a lightning storm, but don't say nothing.
Don't say nothing.
We don't want to hear the scary thunder, but let the lightning drop all around us. I don't think not one person has ever died from thunder striking them. I think people have died from lightning striking them.
Right.
But it's the that's that fear, bro. It's the
thunder.
The fear is so great.
Hold on, we got a phantom voice. Who's that? Who that is there?
Is that Rue?
Yeah.
What
Thunder
is
very scary. Did you guys know that lightning struck on the Cinderella castle in Disneyland?
What?
Yeah, it just happened like days ago. And they
caught it
on camera. And it looked
I'd love to see that.
Out of a movie. It looked like the way the thunder hit it, the lightning hit it, it was like, it looked like something out of a movie.
Huh.
Crazy looking.
Man.
I don't think it did any damage.
Yeah, man, this is some beautiful things to see in life. We open our eyes.
Right.
Which is beautiful.
Man, this look, yeah. You know, we haven't really been having a lot. Have you noticed that? Does it seem like we used to have a lot more, like, rain, thunderstorms when we were kids?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did. We actually did.
It was always raining when we were kids. I remember, like, walking home and a lot of rain. Like, when I was, like, in middle school, like, sixth grade, and it would be so much rain to where it would be in your shoes and all of that. And it was always raining. But now, rain is so scarce now. It's so scarce. Like, we almost be looking at it like as if it was to snow or something. Snow and rain.
We feel like the old school song, I wish that it would rain.
Right?
That's what we be thinking.
Now it'll rain like really hard for like a day. A day. I think I can count on, like, less than two hands how many times it rained this year.
Man, right?
Probably one
right?
hand. I can probably count on
one hand. Probably one hand. Man.
Okay.
No, I know what you mean, man. When we was kids, man, it seemed like rain, especially during certain seasons, would just come like it was supposed to. But, you know, it don't do that no more.
Okay. Man. Yeah, they said up there, and everything is just a lot drier now. They said it's so dry, and the drought that we've had, the so-called drought that we have, it was so bad that they said that the beaches are actually clearing up over here in LA. They said it's less germs in the beaches because of the drought.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. That's crazy, man. It's the crazy
time. Yeah, it is, bro.
It's the crazy time.
Yeah, But oh
what else, man.
What else is new? Catch me up on some stuff.
Oh man. Besides all of these people sitting up there dressing like damn fools and people like I mean,
hey dog, let me tell you. When you talk about that dressing like fools, the first time I ever saw that, I saw somebody had posted a picture of those spinning things at the car wash, and I swear I thought that's what that was.
That's what I thought.
And,
I was like, why?
Yeah, and then I seen the picture. Yeah, they had him up there spinning the car, washing the car. Then somebody posted, they was like, he looks like Raiden's gay brother, Gated. I was like, aw.
Okay.
It was like he looked like Bo Peep. It was clouded him. I was like, why would you even wear that, dude?
You know what I don't understand, neither? They sit up there and say, and they'll tell you that, oh, well, you know, he'll come out and say that, you know, that he's not gay. And you know, like I said, you know, you got to watch that subject too now. But, you know, they'll say that he's not gay.
Wait, did you say you got to watch that too now?
Yeah, we got to watch saying, well, you know, but I'm just saying, like, they'll say that he's not gay. But this is what I want to know. How could you not be gay? You got to have a little bit of gay in you in order to put some. You got to have a pretty big, and when I say a little, I mean, little meaning like, like when you go to Jack in the Box and ask for a medium, and you be like, this is medium? Because it seems kind of long.
You're telling me they didn't upgraded his drink without him knowing? Like, I ordered a small. Where did this large-ass gay cup come from?
So, see, that's what I'm saying. Like, anybody that'll put on something like that, and even if you're only a little bit gay, you like Jack in the Box little gay or Carl's Jr. You know what
Hey, well, it was once upon a time that gay was like that toy in the Happy Meal box. You didn't know what the fuck you was going to get. It could have been any one of them.
Right? Well, now, it's just all the way out there. You know what I'm saying? How did you sit up there and put up on, and have that as your album cover, come out and say that I enjoy wearing, you know, women's clothing because it fits me more comfortably, and then come out and say, hey, man, but I ain't gay though. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gay though.
Whew. Well.
You know, that's the world, man. Young Thug is gonna be somebody's granddaddy, and they gonna see that.
Let me ask you something. If you had said right now, I'll never wear a dress ever in life, and then somebody dropped
right.
enough money on you, and says, if I pay you $2 million, will you go wear that dress and be on the album cover? And a person says, yeah, I'll go ahead and do that. That might as well be gay. Why? Because you didn't let somebody else fuck off your whole mind, come in, tell you what you're going to do. You've let go of your manhood right then when you allowed another person to control you.
Right.
It's mighty
right.
funny. I'll give you another prime example. I used to have a homie, his grandma, real talk. He'd ask her for money, and she'd cuss him the fuck out. Fuck you. But the whole time giving him money, and the whole time he's going to stand there and take that money. Now, let a person say, I got free information, I got free this, I got free that. Who's going to walk up to him? Nobody. Nobody is. People will accept money from an antagonistic person, but won't accept knowledge from an antagonistic person.
Okay.
You can actually
people
make more money with knowledge,
money.
But you can't prove that to people nowadays. Why? Because knowledge plus actions equals. Oh, so y'all don't want to take the action, you just want the money right off the top.
Yep.
And that's why we see the hip hop game as it is right now. It's tell me what? Tell me to wear a dress? Rap about what? Rap about this? Oh, you got a rapper who's a ghostwriter who gives me everything because I've never actually took the time to write my own words? Okay, yeah, thank you. Thank you. And now I'm going to get paid for doing what? For being an actor.
Man, and it's a lot of actors now, man.
Oh, yeah.
A whole lot of actors.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of actors willing to, you know, go ahead and do stuff like that also. You know, but my main thing was always this, man. I never liked when they would sit up there and then, you know, get mad at, like, comedians, especially like black comedians. We got that to the bad. They'd be like, okay, well, you know, you put on a dress, you know, to see they turn it around, they're trying to demasculate black men. When I've seen white comedians, you know, they'll put on a dress for comedic purposes. I mean, damn, we say all that, but we all love Miss Doubtfire, right? Okay. We all love Shanae. We thought that was hilarious, right? We all love Martin's grandmama, Martin's mama on the Martin show, right?
You know, it's so cold. I know people to this day that don't know that them was all characters made by one dude.
Oh, wow.
I know people to this day that was like, wait a minute, that was him playing his mama?
Hey, man. It don't surprise me, man. We got a lot of dumbass people nowadays. You know what I'm saying?
Let me ask you a question. If you go back and look at all the natives of anywhere pretty much around the world, majority, don't they wear that stuff that the Mowgli dude used to wear in the original Jungle Book?
Huh, yeah. You know?
Right, right.
I mean,
Now, if you think about long skirts, where does that come from? I ain't going to say nothing. I'm just going to leave that there. Let's move on.
Okay. Hey, man. Hey, it don't stop right there neither, though. Those, what about those wigs that you know, that...
grown men wearing Thomas, dresses, wigs.
Like George Washington,
mm-hmm.
George Washington,
mm-hmm.
Beethoven, like, look at all those wigs they used to wear. They say high heels. They say men used to wear high heel shoes first.
Mm-hmm. That's what they were designed for. For European nobility.
Wow.
Nobility, or whatever they call it. Word is rich people who are in control.
Right? Man. Okay, so, you know, a lot of suspect shit's been going on for a while, but, you know, that don't mean we got to bring it back and, like, super, you know, we got to go. I mean, it's like Young Thug just, like, he took a trip back into time. He got on time by goals or something.
He just looking for his little sheep.
Okay.
That's all, leave him alone, man.
No.
He's just trying to find some sheep around here, man. We need them sheep. You remember the commercial? The sheep used to come to the dude like, one, two, you need some sleep. You need rest. We just all looking for the sheep.
Man.
Yeah,
right,
man. That's funny,
man.
Too. What happened to them, to those orthopedic commercials with the sheep, man? I missed that.
Orthopedic with the sheets, man. I don't know, man. Honestly, I never even heard of orthopedic sheep. I know about orthopedic sheep. I need to get me one.
Yeah, no, that's what I was talking. I said the sheep from the orthopedic commercial. The sheep, you just have numbers on them. One,
oh,
two, three.
Okay.
Remember?
Okay. Yeah. Right. I don't know why I thought you said sheets. I was like, man, I can't afford no orthopedic bed, but I can afford the sheets probably.
Oh, no, they do have covers, bro. They have the extra cushioning for, like, if you have back problems and stuff, they have mattresses, the cover for the mattress that if you don't have enough, what they call it, padding, you know?
Right.
Yeah, they got that.
Yeah, man. You got to have, like, man, as we get older, I'm noticing, I had a hard time. Go ahead, the Phantom has returned. Phantom Rue. That's gonna be your new name.
The Phantom was one of the hardest superheroes to me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know.
I'm talking about
Phantom.
Pillow toppers. I like pillow toppers.
Okay, I'm out of this.
Pillow.
I'm going. Y'all about to pillow talk? I'm going.
No, pillow toppers are them sheets with the cushion in them.
Hey, nah, if you'd have never laid on somebody's bed and it felt like, and you really did feel like you was on a cloud, you'd be like, wow, I didn't even know they was putting this type of technology in the beds nowadays.
Hey, I have been on one of those. I've been on one of those beds, those sleep number beds.
A sleep number bed.
Man.
I had
those,
The one where it's like a monkey troll and you lay on it and you can control the like texture of the bed. Yeah, those beds are legit. Those are too legit to be exact. They're too legit to quit.
They are. They really
Man.
Are.
Talking about
so
Nimbus.
Hey.
Remember when he used to call for his cloud to come pick him up? Nimbus.
Ooh, right? Wouldn't that be a Dexter ass sleep number bed right there?
Red.
Man, I saw something where it was like, you know, because there's been a lot of controversy on new Mary Jane. Have you heard about that? New Mary Jane for the new Spider-Man movie?
What?
Yeah, they
Wait,
got a
they
new
got
Mary
a new,
Jane
new,
for the
new... Are they remaking Spider-Man again?
Yeah, I guess it's going to be, you know, if you saw Captain America Civil War.
Yeah, they did have a new, like a young kid. Okay.
Well, now they got a new Mary Jane. But the new Mary Jane, I forgot who she is. I think it's like a Hispanic girl. It's a new Hispanic girl. And a lot of people, they got a lot of, you know, I don't even got to say who it is. But people are, they coming out of the woodworks talking about, they got a problem with that. You know, she don't look like Mary Jane and all that, you know. But yet, they had a picture like that, and they was talking about that. But it's like, yeah, she don't look like Mary Jane. But yet, they keep coming out with movies like Gods of Egypt, or they keep coming out with like, right? But the one picture that really got me is when they showed a picture that, remember that whack-ass Dragon Ball movie they tried to come out with, like, some years back?
Oh, yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
I was like, man, they was tripping when they did that, man. I mean, the Goku, I mean, they picked the most Angloniest person and he was the only one that was Anglonian in the movie. Everybody else was Asian, but Goku was Anglonian.
I've seen that Mary Jane thing, too, you're talking about. And the girl is a Hispanic.
Oh.
That's that singer. What's her name? Zendaya.
Who the hell is that?
They could have got Ariana Grande to play it with all her red hair.
Yeah,
okay.
It's her. She's I think she's mixed. I think she's black and white.
Oh.
Wanted to play Aaliyah for the movie, but she dropped out when they started talking about how she isn't going to make no good Aaliyah. Because she looked nothing like her.
Look, they're going to do the same thing with her on this. They're going to think they're going to have a problem with her. And they're going to shut her down from that, too. But they said Stan Lee came for her defense, so they was like, Stan Lee, you know somebody with Stan Lee old ass coming in. I'm like, no, I think everyone needs to just calm it down.
Yeah, because I've seen a bunch of pictures of her next to the comic book character.
Well, right on, man. I hope she's doing a great job, man.
Yeah, and usually...
Hey, yeah, something.
Go ahead.
He does those
Clear Cell
commercials.
Oh, that girl. She used to play on some old TV show. I know who you're talking about.
I know. Casey Undercover.
Yeah, okay. I don't know that show, but she used to be a TV star. I know that.
Yeah, on Disney Channel.
Well, usually if Stan Lee giving it, like, you know, the movies, the ones, I notice, I watch it. I'd be like, the ones that he don't appear in, he probably was like, go and do whatever y'all do. But the ones that he really likes, he tries to make an appearance in and do some type of cameo. So if he's giving her his approval, then he must have liked something that she did. Or he must feel like she's representing the characters that he created, you know, to a certain degree.
She kind of do
right.
Look like the character. Kind
of. Right. I just know, like, I know they got to be tired of this, man. Like, all my Anglonian listeners, man, if any of you are out there, I'm pretty sure it's pretty limited. But, I mean, I know they got to be tired of every time they come back out with a movie. Every time they come out with a movie, they just already changed some black, you know. They got brothers in Star Wars, which is cool. You know what I'm saying? I mean. It's crazy because you mean to tell me there's only going to be, like, three black people in the future? Like, man, you know what I'm saying? Oh,
okay, what else? They changed everybody. They changed everybody black. You know what I'm saying? They did it with the Honeymooners. And it's like, where did it start? Even this new Magnificent Seven that's dropping.
There's a new Magnificent Seven, man.
And look, and who's the main character? Denzel Washington. I know John Wayne will probably be rolling over in his grave if he's seen that today.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Technically, if you look at the original cast of the Magnificent Seven, it was a conglomerate of different races at the time. Like, there's Italians. If you ever notice, Yul Brynner is not – they were different. There was all different types. You know what I mean? Oh boy, who was in a lot of those hardcore movies back when we was growing up. His name slips my mind, man. Charles Bronson. Charles Bronson is in there.
Yeah,
if you look at Charles Bronson, look at him. You know what I mean? Look at the entire cast of Magnificent Seven. They are a conglomerate of different races. They really are.
Right. Yeah.
The redhead dude who was trying to scheme his way out of it, he looks more Irish than the rest of them do. Like, each one looks like something different. They don't all look... I know what you're saying, man. I know exactly what you're saying.
I'm surprised they're not coming out with, like a new Death Wish. Those are some cold-ass movies, man. Even though I've only seen part one. But didn't he have, like, six Death Wishes?
Man, right?
A lot of people
He was always doing something. My favorite movie is the one where... His hand is literally, like, starting to come off, and he's trying to pull this chain to unlink this this part of the train, which has the last cars, because basically what he's about to do is, since this is a runaway train, he's trying to get everybody onto the back end so that he can, the ones that's left alive, so that he can try to pull this little thing to stop it from being connected so that the engine and the rest of the train go on, and these people eventually will slow down and they can be saved. But he's the one basically breaking himself, trying to unsnap it. His hand's getting all torn up, and he's just snatching it out. And then they all look at him, and he's sitting on the train, like, waving bye with that messed up hand, like, I saved y'all. I'm going off to die. That's all right, though, because y'all good.
Wow.
That's the movie that stuck out to this day. Like, he was a G for that one. Some of them other Charles Bronson movies, they cool, but that was the one. I was like, yeah, he did what he had to, hand tearing up the train stuff, is snapping, breaking his fingers, taking fingers away from him, but he's still trying to do it.
Wow, that sounds crazy. I never heard of it.
I forget the name of it, man. They had so many different little movies. My grandpa loved all them old Western, somebody trying to put their life on the line just to help the village. That's what the Magnificent Seven is. These are some white and different race men that's cowboys in America, and they done came down to Mexico to come save this Mexican village from the banditos that live up in the little mountains that always come to this town and take what they want from it. So the town finally took their little bit of money, the last little money that they had, and said, look, we sick of this. We going to stand up.
Right.
And that's what the whole Magnificent Seven is. It's just some mercenaries trying to protect some people that are just trying to live. They just want to raise their kids in peace. They just want to grow some food and raise their kids in peace.
Okay. All right, that sounds good to me, man. And like I said, this movie right here, I can't wait to see it, man. Brand new Magnificent Seven, man. It's got Denzel in it. Ethan Hawke is in it. The dude from Training Day. As a matter of fact, the dude that filmed, the dude that directed Training Day is directing this one.
That's probably going to be good then. Man. I'm going to look forward to that.
I can't wait for that, man. It's got a lot of good ones getting ready to drop, man. Seems like movies, they're getting better and better. Even the stupid-looking movies look kind of tight.
Visually, for sure. I know what you mean.
Okay. I seen one movie that it's going to be called Monster. I think it's called Monster Truck or something like that. And it's about this damn goofy-looking alien that kind of laughs like Seth Rogen. And
and he's able to, like, attach himself to, like, a truck, like a big-ass truck, kind of like the truck that you got, Ruth. And he goes inside and it makes the truck do all these crazy things. It's like I'm probably explaining this horribly, but when I saw the preview, I was like, "This looks kind of stupid," but I think I want to see it. You know,
it's good. Yeah, man, that's like way back they had this movie where it was like some unseen thing was taking over different vehicles and was able to like jump from like one vehicle to another, and he finally did get like what was like a semi tractor trailer truck, you know, the ones that haul stuff from, you know, from here to across country.
Right.
Yeah, and they was going around, you know, running people down, doing all types of stuff.
Man. Okay, well, shit, man. There you have it right there, man. They say that, like I said, it's a lot of stuff getting ready to drop, man. And that movie, especially the one that you're talking about, it reminds me just like the movie I was just telling you about, man. These movies with these different aliens and zombies. Zombies is real big now, man. These zombie movies.
Oh, yeah.
They about to drop another, Resident Evil? I'm going to keep it real. I've only seen part one of Resident Evil, man. I never got into the other one. The other ones always seem kind of silly to me. I knew
what's
the
boy's
Mike
name that played Juana Man?
Like, Miguel Nunez.
Yeah, okay. The name was right there, but I wasn't sure if I had it right. Miguel Nunez. You remember the older zombie movie he played in, like The Night of the Living Dead? He was dressed like one of them cats off of like a Who's Bad Michael Jackson video.
Oh yeah, he's been in the game for a while.
Yeah, yeah. Did you ever see that one? That's a good one to go back and look at, man.
Yeah. Okay, I gotta check that out. I gotta look for it, man. I remember back in the day, he went on one of those shows, man. This is back when like black people we was, man, they gave us more chances to have late night talk shows. Remember they had the Magic Hour, they had the Keenan and Wayne show, they had Vibe.
Mm-hmm.
With Sinbad, and I remember one time Miguel Nunez, he went on one of those shows, and, you know, he was making fun of his own stuff because he was like, man, every movie that I'm in now, you know, they always kill me, and I die in, like, every movie. And they did, like, a collage of, like, all the movies he was in, and he was dying, like, and then they came up with that movie Life, and then he died in Life.
He did, didn't he?
Okay.
I know he got to be like, I'm sick of dying.
Okay, that's why he was like, I'll do Juana Man. You know what I'm saying? We used to have a neighbor. We had a neighbor. She was, I couldn't stand this lady. Fuck it, I could say, I know she ain't listen. I can't believe it. I forgot her damn name. But we had a neighbor I couldn't stand. And she was like part of the FBI and all that. And she just so happened to look like Juana Man, you know?
Wow.
I couldn't stand
her.
She was always being nosy. She was always being nosy, asking all these too many goddamn questions. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I know what you mean. That's what they call them, caricatures. That's like my fifth grade teacher. I swear, man, Miss Pryor looked just like Brigitte Nielsen off the Rocky movie when she was with Vlago, the big boxing Russian dude.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
My fifth grade teacher looked just like her, but in that era, like. Like, she just got stuck right there, like.
She didn't look like the Bridget Nielsen from the Surreal Life, though, right?
That's what I'm saying. That's why I said she looked like she got stuck right there with Vago. Like, after that movie, she never aged. Like, she just was stuck right there.
Okay, cool. That's a lot better. At least she wasn't looking like the foofy, Bridget Nielsen.
Man, we might have been
saying?
Scared to go to school. Even though we were fifth graders by then. You were like, what, 9, 10 years old in fifth grade? You probably like, ugh,
right?
Lady.
She been like a big old, she ended up looking like Ivan Drago. Kitty.
Wonder why your
like
kid's
Ivan
scared to go to school.
Down the line, she looked like Ivan Drago with titties and bad teeth. Okay.
Man.
Titties and bad teeth.
Man.
Hell yeah, man. Yo, man, I think I'm going to end this one kind of early, man. This is going to be a short one today, man. I'm going to thank my special guest, as always, pretty much co-host, man, Brother Wicked Thunder, man. Always a pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
You know what I'm saying? Once again, it'll go down on Wednesday. If you're down, man, holler at me.
For sure.
Really though, man. Let me go ahead and let me beam you down, man. Let me, once again, man, give it up for Brother Thunder. Thunder!
And I'm out.
That's right, man. Really though. Yo, shout out to anybody that's listening. Yo, if you get a chance, check out that After Hours, man. I'm going to try to put one up, man. I was kind of late on putting up my other one. Better late than never. I'm going to try to throw After Hours up right now. I want to say what up to Brother Nick, Brother Bay, and the rest of my Totally Driven family. Be back at y'all on Wednesday. I want to thank my special engineer, special beautiful engineer. Thank you, Miss Ruby Ruth. Love you. Go ahead.
You're welcome. Love
here.
You.
Let's go ahead.
Taking it to commercial?
Ma'am.
All right.
For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag of heroin in the streets? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lies. Be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message was brought to you by Casey's Cause, a group of parents located in Southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause, www.caseyscause.com.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to TeddyScares.com. And be sure to become our friends at Facebook.com/TeddyScares.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs.
Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number. Thank you.
into the darkness of the night. All alone, I walk the streets until I find someone who is just like me, looking for some company. Late at night, a restless feeling takes control of me, and I can't fight it. Late at night, I feel the need for someone like me, needs understanding. So once again, I'll search the darkness all the night. Darkness.